14 articles will be on the warrant when Marshfield holds its special town meeting tonight. And joining us now with a preview of that meeting is Town Administrator Michael Maresco. Mr. Maresco, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. I'm happy to be here this morning.
So of the 14 articles on the warrant, which ones do you expect will generate the most debate and discussion?
So I think really the number one article is the purchase of property at 255 Furnace Street, which is Article 6. That's a unique piece of property that the schools are interested in purchasing for their pre-K program. And tonight, what will make it unusual is that the schools, instead of doing a debt exclusion, the schools want to pay for the purchase of that building out of their operational funds. So I'm sure there'll be some discussion of that, but the settled price was $1,025,000, and then about $15,000 for soft cost closing and fees associated with that, recording fees, inspections, etc. That will bring it to $1,040,000 purchase.
And there's also going to be some discussion about a Harbor Park recreation trail?
There is, Article 8. So, you know, Article 8, some people will make it controversial. There's really nothing controversial about it. It's a project that was approved by the DEP back a few years ago. It's anyone that wants to look it up, it's SE42-2929. Project was approved and signed by the Conservation Commission on June 9th of 2021. And basically, it's a reuse of some underutilized town land. It was a walking and trail path. It is on the DSA site. If folks go to our town website and they type in DSA, they'll come to an area that has, you know, I think I have up there about 60 or 70 pages of information. And most recently, we got our testing back last week from DEP, and their site is not toxic. It is perfectly safe for people to use, traverse, et cetera. And this article, if approved by town meeting, will just, once again, reopen that trail for folks to walk around that area. It gives a great vista out over the marsh and out over the harbor.
Will there be any COVID protocols in place?
Protocols. We ask people if they're sick or something, they should stay home or wear a face mask. If they want to participate, if they know they've come in contact with someone, the standard protocols, but unlike when COVID was in full steam, we're not doing that. When people get up and speak, we will have plastic bags. We ask people if you put a plastic bag on the microphone, that when you're through speaking, you take the plastic bag off the microphone so no one has to touch your plastic bag. And there's plenty of seating. I want to mention that it's actually in the auditorium. First time in over 2.5 years, we'll be back in Marshfield High School auditorium, and there's plenty of seats for people to space themselves out.
And do you think town meeting will wrap in one night?
You know, I think it will be. This is actually one of our shortest warrants in anyone can remember in at least over 25 years. So, people should come there and be ready to do business by 7 o'clock. The moderator has, a group of kids from the high school singing the national anthem. He has a veteran doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we will get right into the town's business.
All right, well, Marshfield Special Town Meeting begins at 7 o'clock at Marshfield High School. Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Happy to be there.